I usually have a hard October. One rule before I order my first pumpkin spice latte of the season. I don't care if it's basic, I am a PSL stan. Always half sweet and always with an extra shot of espresso. It's a ritual I partake in every year. But this year I caved and ordered one before the end of September despite the unseasonably warm weather and distinct lack of browning crunchy leaves. I think it was the randomly gray morning that did me in and lulled me into a false sense of security that fall had indeed arrived. Meteorologically speaking, it has. But my sunburned face and the forecasted high of 26°C this weekend beg to differ. We polled our local VIA readers and asked them when they start drinking their pumpkin spice themed drinks, whether that's a PSL from Starbucks or an indulgent concoction for an indie Vancouver coffee bar. I was startled by the results. Surely, this can't be right. Almost 67% of you said you never order them. Are you okay? Of the remaining 33% who do order pumpkin spice drinks, 8% order them as soon as they become available. Psychos, who is drinking pumpkin spice in August? 3% wait until September. Reasonable, almost 5% wait until the leaves turn brown, which I think is lovely and poetic, and the remaining 12% are correct and wait until October. See the full breakdown of numbers below and happy pumpkin spice season. Jack-o'-lantern. Vancouver is awesome poll 832. Vancouver is awesome readers and ask the question, when do you start drinking pumpkin spice drinks? The poll ran from August 30, 2022 to the 4th of September 2022. Of the 832 votes, we can determine that 402 are from within the community. The full results are as follows. As soon as possible 8.21% local, 8.53% total. Not until September starts 3.23% local, 3.97% total. Once the leaves start to turn 4.98% local, 4.09% total. Not until October 12th 0.19% local, 11.90% total. Once it's cold in the morning 4.73% local, 5.05% total. Never 66.67% local, 66.47% total. Local total. Results are based on an online study of adult Vancouver as awesome readers that are located in Vancouver. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.4%, 19 times out of 20. Vancouver is awesome uses a variety of techniques to capture data, detect and prevent fraudulent votes, detect and prevent robots, and filter out non-local and duplicate votes.